This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and we're just past the bottom of the hour. As many of you know, the KTOO building has been closed to our volunteers because of COVID-19. Here on Juno Afternoon, we're checking in with DJs, and on today's show is KXLL's Leah Kraft, the DJ behind Kraft Singles on KXLL Thursdays 6 to 8. Leah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It is nice to have you here on Juno Afternoon. I'm actually, we're broadcasting KT or Juno Afternoon from what's normally the KXLL studio. So I definitely have the feel of KXLL around me.
Oh, and I hope that's wonderful.
Hope we can get you back here soon. All right. So if somebody hasn't heard Kraft Singles before, how would you explain the sound of the show?
That is a great question. I wish I could say I had a singular genre that I was focused on, but it's the shows are pretty much all over the place. I really just play music that I like to hear and that I like to share, and that usually falls along the lines of Americana and folk, different funk and soul. I really enjoy psychedelic rock, getting spacey. So sometimes some electronic, kind of just whatever I'm feeling. So it seems to go over pretty well, thankfully.
Got it. So you told me that your favorite band of all time is My Morning Jacket. So I don't know if you heard the show before we started, but I played what I think of as their sort of quintessential tune, Wordless Chorus, to get us into the interview. And then I stole one off your playlist called Where Do You Go When You Dream? Do you mind if I pull that one up for a sec to share with our listeners?
Yes. Please do.
What is it about woods that you like?
Oh, gosh. I really like the lead singer's voice. It's kind of that high falsetto. I've been listening to them for a long time. Their past albums have had some really cool influences from Ethiopian jazz to different kind of spacey, psychedelic folk stuff. So I just really like the vibe that their music has. It's really good for a sunny day.
All right. Tell me about this next song on your list. And I guess I should share with our listeners that your playlist, since you can't come in and do your show live tonight, your playlist is on KXLL's Facebook. So if you haven't liked KXLL's Facebook, please do and check out Kraft Singles playlist. Tell me about Can't Do Much, and then we'll spin it.
Yeah, so this is a song by Waxahachie, and she released a new album right as all of this COVID stuff was just starting to happen. So it's kind of interesting when, for me, music is really imprinted, at a time in my life, and I can just remember the exact moment walking on Sandy Beach when I heard this album. But her latest album is definitely more along the Americana genre, as opposed to the more indie rock stuff that she's done prior, but it's just a killer album front to back. I couldn't recommend it more.
All right, let's take a listen.
What do you it don't matter why.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that one with us. How do you do your research, or how do you put your shows together?
Gosh, I'm kind of surprised at how big of an influence Spotify and social media have had on my music exploration. I listen to a lot of the playlists that Spotify kind of has the algorithm down for me. So every week I get a new playlist kind of based on what I listen to. And I find a lot of music through that. I also, my friends are pretty musically inclined, so I get a lot of recommendations from different friends. And honestly, listening to KXLL, I have found so much amazing music. We're so grateful to have that radio station here in town. So I'm super grateful for that.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to record that for our next membership drive. Can you say that again? No, I'm just... and I'm kind of interested too in how people's music tastes develop. Was there an age where you really started paying attention to music?
Yeah, I would say in my mid to late 20s is kind of when I really started paying attention to music. I lived in Portland at the time, and live music was definitely how I explored a lot of different genres. And again, friends who were really into different genres that I wasn't into, for instance, Fish. I've learned a lot of stuff about music from my friends. But yeah, seeing live music and having the opportunity to go to shows was really influential for me when I kind of started really getting into music.
Got it. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Leah Kraft, the DJ behind Kraft Singles, which plays usually on Thursdays on KXLL between 6 and 8. And it's part of our attempt to connect with our DJs who aren't allowed to come into the building right now because of COVID-19. But hopefully that will be changing as time goes on. And again, you can find her playlist at KXLL Facebook. All right, Leah. So we're going to go out, I think, on Dark Days. Before we do that, though, tell us about that song.
Yeah, so Dark Days is a track from Local Natives on one of their earlier albums. I think it came out in 2016, but it's recently been redone with Amelia Meath, who is in Sylvan Esso. So she's kind of redone part of the vocal tracks on it, and it just adds a really beautiful element to the song. It's a good one.
Okay, and before we play that, I guess sort of last question. What do you hope to see from the music scene here in Juneau as we move forward? I know it's strange times for sure, so maybe a two-part question. What would be neat to see in the music scene here in Juneau as things are right now, COVID-19 related, and then as we come out, any special requests to our musicians who may be listening?
Yeah, I mean, as we come out, obviously, live music in Juneau, I would love to see that. I mean, we were all super bummed about Folkfest not happening this year, so I'm sure that everyone in town is just dying to see some live music happening. But yeah, I really appreciate K2OO and KXLL, KRNN for playing great music, and I would just encourage you guys to keep doing that. I know that KXLL has been playing some NPR programming that I've really appreciated that's been kind of new, so I would say keep giving us the good music.
Sounds good, Leah Kraft. This has been a lot of fun. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we play Dark Days?
Oh, gosh. I would just tell everyone to hang in there. Keep listening to music.
All right, Leah Kraft, the DJ behind Kraft Singles, Thursdays 6 to 8 on KXLL 100.7 or KXLL.org. In the meantime, find her playlists on KXLL's Facebook. Leah Kraft, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.